It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Reports that the defense has been significantly better all preseason and training camp. Better, apparently. The Vikings defense has won quite a bit as well in these joint practices, so we got that going on. But there's a official starting quarterback in Columbus. That's right, guys. Ohio State, white smoke billowing out of Ohio Stadium. Will Howard is your starter. Myself and Spencer German react to that on the next Sons of the Shoe podcast. Subscribe now at 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify. Have I mentioned Apple? 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app. And don't forget to check us out on 923thefan's YouTube page. Just type in 923thefan in the old search button there. Go into the playlist. We're right there. So Sons of the Shoe, follow us today or else. But as we await, I am curious to see, Kevin admitted yesterday, Dusty, that the offense struggled in day one of these practice. Usually you're hoping to see the offense bounce back in the second day of joint practices. That's kind of a good sign.
I mean, so you're hoping for that.
I know Deshaun had a 7-on-7 turnover for a touchdown early in practice, but it'll be interesting to see what Kevin has to say about where the offense is after the second of two joint practices with the Minnesota Vikings.
I want to hear him be honest about it. You know, I don't want it to be sugarcoated. You know, I want to know what's happening. Yeah, the tweet about Deshaun throwing a pick six stinks, but that doesn't mean that practice overall was just horrendous. People notice those things. It's like when a corner gets beat or when a left tackle gets beat or when a quarterback throws a pick. You notice those bad plays. You don't notice the other 70 good ones.
Well, and it'll be interesting because a few of the other things that we got to talk about, Denzel Ward is in the protocol. And in fairness, I think we automatically jump to, is this his fifth concussion, ... you can be in the protocol and not have had a concussion. They can just be observing you. They can just be, I would not be surprised if at this point in the season, they were just super conscious or super cautious with Denzel, given the fact he has had those injuries. And, I mean, I think Mary Kay even floated the idea of him wearing maybe a Guardian's cap during the season, early in the season, as kind of an extra means of precaution because of those concussion issues. So we got that. Za'Darius Smith was back today. And I got to say, this Miles Harden, Brown's seventh-round pick out of one of the directional Dakotas, he's been flashing a lot in practice. That might be a name you hear coming up with Kevin as well.
Who's that again?
Miles Harden.
Miles Harden.
Yeah. Seventh round pick, cornerback, big cornerback.
Yeah, sometimes those guys can turn out to be diamonds in the rough.
Well, and it's funny, dude. We've talked a lot.
Just a priority free agent, essentially what it is.
I've been duding the hell out of you today. I do not know why.
You've been duding me? I've been calling you man and dude, too.
I guess
this is a dude bro day.
I think it's a dude bro man vibe day. And that's okay.
I'm okay with that.
And I think I just rhymed.
Dude, I got into like full bro mode there, man. My bad.
No, it was beautiful. But the one place I have supreme confidence in Andrew Berry's ability to draft and develop, it's the cornerback room. Like Cam Mitchell had a nice play yesterday that I believe was, I can't remember if it was for a touchdown, but had a good INT yesterday. MJ Emerson obviously is fantastic. I think this could be one of those years where by the end of the year we kind of might have a different take on the cornerback room. Like,
well, I mean, I already feel like it's pretty deep.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, if Miles Harden shows up in a big way, if Cam Mitchell takes a step at nickel cornerback, I don't know that it's a guarantee all three of those corners are going to be back next year. And I think obviously the guy you pay attention to is Greg Newsom, because they've utilized him as more of a nickel in kind of recent years. If Cam Mitchell is younger, cheaper, and he might be better at that spot, All right, maybe that opens up a market for Greg this offseason or even at the trade deadline. I mean, that's like the depth in cornerback is insane. And so I'm kind of excited. That's another spot where it's like, you know, we've talked a lot about, oh, I'm a big trench guy. But if you have a great defensive line and a deep defensive line and a great cornerback room, like, you can have a lot of faults on that defense and still be damn good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get away with a lot. I mean, you got a good front. Like, it makes up for a ton. I had one of the best defensive lines in front of me when I played, and boy, it made my job a lot easier.
Well, and
they were able to hide me.
And here's the thing: if you have both,
yeah,
that, like, we always talk about the Super Bowl winning formula, and all we ever do is, well, okay, who's your quarterback? Do you have a Jamar Chase? And I think we tend to, I don't want to say we overrate the quarterback, but I think we overrate offensive skill players. I think a elite defensive line and a strong, nay, elite cornerback room, I think that's top five defense written all over it. And if you have depth at both spots, which, again, it seems like the Browns do, I think it kind of speaks for itself on, like, that to me, the depth and that ability to have both of those positional groups or both of those spots on the field taken care of. Hey, not only are we going to get to you in 1.5 seconds, but if you throw quick, we have some dominant corners and safety play that can go ahead and just snatch the ball away from you. I think that's the way. I mean, honestly, dude, like, San Francisco, there we go again with the dude. That's how San Francisco, with Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback, has been able to almost beat the best quarterback we got going in the game right now in the playoffs, in the Super Bowl. It's that formula. Their best years, their best chance to beat is we've got an elite pass rush, and we got some corners that are going to frustrate you if you dare throw it quick to avoid the pass rush.
You know, always talk about having a great defensive end, an elite corner, an elite left tackle. That's why those guys get paid the most money. Well, we've got two.
Mm-hmm.
Got two out of three. We've got a quarterback that's supposed to be a franchise quarterback. Like, on paper, the Browns have damn near everything.
You know, it's funny. It's funny you say that because I remember the old Phil Savage model. Elite quarterback, elite wide receiver, elite left tackle, elite edge rusher, elite corner. If you have three of the five of those or more, you're going to be a really, really good team, even if you have holes in the rest of your roster. Mm-hmm. I look at it as everybody focuses now about, can your quarterback beat that quarterback? And I think it's so rudimentary. I think it's so simple. I don't think that's what I focus on. Like, listen, you can have the best quarterback, the second best quarterback in the game, and you can have this formula, and Mahomes still might beat you 7 out of 10 times. But if you have an elite defense with an elite pass rush and a strong secondary. So we're going to get to you inside 2 minutes, or sorry, inside, hopefully 2 minutes, inside 2 seconds every single time. And we can only rush four. And maybe just to confuse you, every once in a while we'll throw JOK in there. But if you can consistently and on a quality level pass rush with four guys, and you, oh, by the way, so that means seven in coverage, and three of the defensive backs on the field are above average or even really strong level starters in the NFL. That's the formula. Like, yeah, the quarterback always matters, but you can protect your quarterback, and that's what I think Baltimore tried to do, which was to have Lamar not lose to Mahomes, which is why I think they lost to Mahomes, is because they got two, they didn't win, they didn't get the top seed in the AFC by being super cautious. Then you have home field advantage. You have one of the three best defenses in the NFL, and you have the best team in the AFC, and you turtled because you just decided to park a Ferrari in the garage, and or I don't know, treat him like a used Mazda, like manual. I don't know. We're falling by the wayside here. The point is, like, I think that's the thing you can't do. Like, if you have the formula to beat that guy, he might beat you, but at least you can say, all right, 3 out of 10 times, 4 out of 10 times, I'm going to make this a real deal. And I do think the Browns have that.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.